Hi there, and welcome to Let's Slow Down, a podcast for all of you who feel tired and stressed from this overwhelming world. Here we'll have fun, inspiring conversations about living life on our own terms and explore ways to ease the pace of our modern world, because life really is good when you're relaxed enough to be present for it. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Stolting, and I welcome you to this space where I hope to inspire you to slow down, because life is too short to let it go by in a blur. So take a deep breath, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome to episode 52 of the Let's Slow Down podcast. Somehow we're entering the middle of December, and with this episode airing on December 12th, we are halfway to Christmas. I hope that you're well into the holidays at this point and are enjoying yourself and finding things to be manageable, not too overwhelming. If you're feeling like you've got a lot, maybe too much on your plate at this point, you still have time. You still have time to change before, you know, Christmas hits. Be sure to check out last week's episode, Why Less is More and Ways to Slow Down This December, for some tips and encouragement. And also check out the free gift I created for you by signing up for 12 days of holiday ease. You'll get 12 days of simple living messages to your inbox this holiday season. And they're just gentle reminders for you each day if that's what you're looking for. Anyway, in my neck of the woods this week, it's been flurrying on and off for the past few days, and it really is beginning to look a lot like Christmas. We have some decorations up at home, not a ton. We just haven't gotten around to it all yet. And you know what? We might not this year. We're just going with the flow, and it's really nice. We've got our tree up and a few other fun decorations that we enjoy, and that's good for now. I've kept my gift list smaller this year, so those are pretty much under control. I even took the kids out to pick up a few things because they want to give the family little gifts too. And we had a lot of fun doing that together the other night. Having less going on each day, especially compared to our crazy fall season that I've already talked probably too much about, it just makes such a difference. Preparing for Christmas and these little outings that come along with it are more fun and a lot less like a chore when you're rested and you have the time. So it's been very nice, a nice change of pace for us. And I hope that that goes for you as well. Today, I want to talk about a priceless gift that you can give yourself. Right now, literally as soon as this episode ends, actually, while you're listening, you can do it. You can give yourself the gift of slowing down. Slow down. Is that something on your list this year? I'm guessing, if you're listening to a podcast called Let's Slow Down, that this might be something you want in your life. And you can have it, my friend. With some basic mindset shifts, it can be yours. Doesn't that sound nice? So let's talk about a few ways you can start immediately, because I appreciate you taking the time to listen, especially at this busy time of year. And I want you to come away with easy, actionable ways to incorporate this into your life. It's fun to think about it and dream about it, but let's actually make it happen. I was reading a book recently, and the author talked about how many of us live life like this. Ready, aim, ready, aim, ready, aim. But we never fire. We ruminate on it forever, but we don't act. So let's do it. Let's slow down, make it a new reality. Now, depending on what your life currently looks like, slowing down can look very different from person to person. It's not a problem. You start where you're at and take small steps towards your goal. As you do this regularly, your small steps add up. Your cerebral cortex, which carries out the essential functions of your brain, starts working, and your brain begins to create software, basically, for your desired change. It actually lays down new nerve pathways and builds new habits. It's fascinating and it works. That's why these small steps really add up and can make significant change in your life. So think about a few things you can do that would be the most impactful and just start there. I'll make a few suggestions and then I'm sure you'll think of a million other things that can be catalysts for you. Let's start with how you move through your day, how you carry yourself. How are you carrying yourself right now? Check your shoulders. Are they 10? Your jaw, your brow. Maybe you're holding your breath and you don't realize it. White knuckling the steering wheel as you drive. I catch myself doing a lot of this without even realizing. So consciously reminding yourself to relax is a good place to start. Take a few deep belly breaths and feel everything settle. Loosen the muscles in your face. It feels good. If you want, you can do a short guided meditation, which I personally find very helpful. There's a lot of apps out there. You can pick any of them. Most of them are free. I use Insight Timer. And sometimes as little as 5 minutes can really make a difference. Also, just telling yourself you're not going to rush around today. Giving yourself a little margin to get places. Driving in a more relaxed way, rather than leaving yourself the exact amount of time or maybe a few minutes less that you vow to make up once you hit the highway. You'd be amazed at what a difference this can make. It gives you time to be a friendly driver to others on the road, let somebody in front of you who's trying to make a tough turn, stop for those people waiting to cross, which yes, we are always supposed to do. Things like that. Just not feeling rushed feels amazing. And it feels pretty different, which when I really am conscious about this, it makes me realize how much I am kind of hurrying and moving quickly throughout the day, quicker than I really would like. At home or at work, walking around more relaxed and knowing you have the time you need to get everything done, it will all work out. Take some of that less is more approach that we talked about last week. If you have too many to-dos on the list, just pick the important ones. You don't need to be frazzled and moving at 110% all the time. Take breaks, schedule them if you need to. Regular breaks during your work hours, refresh your mind. Use this time to step away from your workspace and engage in activities that help you relax. Get a drink of water. Go for a walk for a minute. Go, play with your dog. You'll find yourself taking that extra minute to smile or chat with your coworker or the store clerk or your kids or spouse. You'll notice more things, that were always there, but just flew under the radar. Like the beautiful sky. I saw the most beautiful sunrise this morning and I took a few minutes to really enjoy it. A pretty bird that stops by to say hello by your window. Appreciate these little things that make up your life. Slow down when you're eating. Enjoy your meal for a change. Don't just fast food it on the go, in the car. Your body, your digestive system, they'll all thank you. And you'll be able to savor your food more. Take your time each morning to have a leisurely cup of coffee or tea and think about how you want your day to go. Set some intentions. Start moving on your own terms at a pace you choose, not one that you're thrown into in a frenzy. Clear times for work and actually stick to them. Establish some kind of routine. Set regular working hours to create a sense of structure. Having a routine helps your mind distinguish between work time and personal. Creating clear boundaries between work and personal life is essential for your overall well-being. And guys, don't blur those lines. That email, that text, it can wait. You're relaxing and living your life, and you're allowed to do that. By turning work off, you're giving yourself permission to be present in the rest of your life, which after all, that's the most important part, right? We forget sometimes. Establish rituals that signal the end of your workday. This could be something as simple as shutting down your computer, turning off your work phone, or going for a short walk to decompress, maybe listening to something uplifting on your ride home. I think oftentimes, especially now that so many of us work from home, there really is no definitive separation between work and the rest of our life. But you can change that and you'll benefit from that peace of mind immediately. Just telling yourself you're done for the day, maybe even saying it out loud to yourself, sets the tone for being at home and living life for yourself and your family. Doing things and enjoying things that don't revolve around work. This is super important for all of us, and it's essential for finding balance. Slowing down will invigorate you and give you the space you need to think and find clarity. This in turn will motivate and encourage you and really help you find and stay on the path that you intentionally choose, not the one you haphazardly end up on when you're running on that hamster wheel 7 days a week. It can change your life. So if you give yourself one gift this holiday season, I hope that you'll give yourself the gift of slowing down. It's a really incredible gift. It's a priceless one. And better yet, it will show up instantly and free right now if you let it. You just have to let it in. You get to decide when you're ready. And if you have trouble with that, because it can be really hard, let me know. I'm here and I would love to help. As I wind down for today, I'd like to remind you about my holiday giveaway. If you write a review or share the show, take a screenshot and DM or email me, and you'll be entered to win a copy of Fiona Ferris's Chic and Simple Christmas, which I highly recommend you read, especially if you'd like more inspiration on ways to slow down and enjoy this holiday season. Be well, everyone. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and have been inspired to slow down and start living life at your own pace. As a brand new podcast, your listener voice matters. If Let's Slow Down is resonating with you, please take a minute to leave a review and rate us. Subscribe to the show wherever you listen and share it with friends. Remember, this is a process, so go easy on yourself. Be gentle and take all the space you need to thrive, because the world needs you to be at your best, to love and serve others and yourself.